my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
People have spotted 6ix9ine supercars being towed by the IRS as he can't pay his taxes, with sources claiming he has debts of over $20 million. Paying this back now seems pretty unlikely, as 6ix9ine's recent album was such a massive flop, most people don't even know that he released something new. Compare this to 2017, when 6ix9ine was undefeated. Everything he released became an instant hit, and no one can deny it. His unique style of music was pulling hundreds of millions of views, leading to a self-reported massive record deal, with 6ix9ine stating, "Right now I'm signing my life away to Illuminati for $7.5 million. Life is awesome." Only 4 months later, he'd land a headphone deal worth $4.9 million and was paid a six-figure sum just to feature Fashion Nova in one of his music videos. Well before this, 6ix9ine was already bragging, "I made $1 million this year and I bought a fake Rolex with it." Then only a year later, he was donating the same amount.
"Since the last time I've been here, I donated close to $1 million just to community. Not to no foundations, just going on the street and giving out money."
He'd post multiple videos showing massive stacks of cash.
Does money dictate everything you do?
Fuck yes.
Protecting his $500,000 jewelry pieces by dropping a further $100,000 on personal security for a 10-day LA trip. Here, he'd sign yet another multi-million dollar publishing deal, showing that the money was coming from his music. 6ix9ine's first album, Dummy Boy, sold over 1 million units, meaning it likely made over $10 million. However, he'd foolishly used the entire album to rap about committing crimes. For example, on Cuda, he'd proudly proclaim, "All my people really gangbang, talk that damn slang. Rap about it, do the same thing, let your nuts hang. We post up, we don't do the race, you gon' die today." Similarly, on Billy, he'd add, "Get the F up out my effing face before I murder you. Whole squad full of killers, I'm a killer too. Send shot, 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 shots. Everybody get pop, pop, popped.
Sending shot, 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 shots. Everything I was rapping about was really happening."
Which certainly didn't help Tekashi's next chapter. 6ix9ine, rapper faces prison and sex offender registry. The article explained that 6ix9ine originally pleaded guilty in October 2015 to using a child in a sexual performance when he was 18. In a video posted online, a 13-year-old girl was seen engaging in oral intercourse while Tekashi stood behind her. The hip-hop star has since been arrested twice for allegedly choking a 16-year-old in a shopping center in Houston earlier this year. In May, he was also arrested for driving without a license, assaulting a police officer, and obstructing governmental administration. 6ix9ine wasn't given leniency, as he was using social media to promote a culture of violence and glorify gang activity, but while he did pay his bond of $155,000, the problems didn't end there. After finally closing the book on his 2015 child sex case, 6ix9ine and his associates went to Felipe Chow to celebrate the legal win with a lavish dinner. Things got ugly when the crew was denied entry into the restaurant as a brawl took place and gunshots rang off. A pair of 6ix9ine's entourage members and his manager are arrested for their involvement. One of the security guards working at the restaurant is reportedly hit over the head with a chair. Thrown some robberies plus multiple shooting incidents, and 6ix9ine was facing a minimum of 47 years in prison.
"I got federal agents sitting in front of my house. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cars. One thing I fear in life. No, two things. I fear God, and I fear the FBI. Only two things I'm scared of in life."
He'd infamously testify against 12 co-defendants.
"I don't give a fuck if I'm held accountable for what I did. Yes, I snitched, and I did it proudly."
Which reduced his sentence to just 2 years, although it also completely destroyed his credibility. 6ix9ine snitching became a whole meme format, with people joking, "6ix9ine, I ain't no snitch. Judge, 47 years. 6ix9ine, ever notice Dwayne Johnson looks like The Rock?" Implying he'd say anything to get a lighter sentence. He was therefore also memed as a Karen, whilst others joked, imagine spending 7 years in college to become a lawyer, and your client shows up to court like this. The legal process also cost 6ix9ine a fortune.
How much money have you spent on legal fees this year? Too much, right?
Yeah, like $500,000.
That's what I'm saying.
But being sent off to prison only made him more popular. He signed a $10 million record deal whilst behind bars, and after being released only 6 months later, 6ix9ine claimed on Instagram, I got out of jail $20 million richer.
First day home, you see the vibes, man. King New York's home, man. I'm on house arrest, so come on, let's go.
This was supported by a range of extravagant purchases, with TMZ reporting he'd bought a fleet of luxury vehicles that includes an Aventador, McLaren, Rolls Royce, Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon, and a Range Rover.
All four cars, Lamborghini Aventador, Wraith, McLaren, G-Wagon, all mine, all bought out.
Tekashi's getting iced out too. We're told he splurged on four timepieces, including a Richard Mille watch, and dropped another $300,000 on a chain shaped like a shark.
This is $500,000, $500,000. Look at the diamonds in them teeth. And nobody got this watch. If you don't got this watch right here, you a little boy to me. I'll kiss you on your forehead, you a little boy. Sit down. King's home. It's over.
He'd then purchased this insane piece of jewelry, bragging on Instagram $1 million on a chain. Best chain in the game. My chain costs more than your whole chain piece and watch. LaMayo, you know who run the city. In a different post, he bragged 15,000 sold out show Istanbul, Turkey. 500,000 for 40 minutes. He'd show off his earnings in videos such as this one.
Got one house right here. Two houses right here. Three houses right here. Four houses right here. Five houses right here, maybe two houses right there, you feel me?
Spending 50,000 of it at the Gucci store in under 10 minutes. He then vowed, every week I will try to give at least 50,000 away to someone random for people in need, all the while his music was still performing well. His song Gooba, released a month after his last day in jail, gained 45 million views in its first 24 hours. This made it the biggest 24-hour debut for a hip-hop video in YouTube history, after which 6ix9ine also broke the record for the most viewers ever in an Instagram Live. Everyone, he's gonna be irrelevant when he comes out of jail. 6ix9ine, number one on Apple Music and breaking records. Who y'all think is the king of New York? 1 month later, he'd put out Trolls, which again gained 45 million views in only 24 hours, debuting at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. 6ix9ine celebrated his post-prison success. However, as it turns out, this would be his peak. Gooba and Trolls became part of the album Tattletales, which didn't perform so well. Despite the noise, 6ix9ine's Tattletales album headed for underwhelming chart debut. It sold just 55,000 album units, making it his worst performing project ever. One of 6ix9ine's rivals, Trippie Redd, laughed at the album's poor performance, which was especially embarrassing as 6ix9ine previously said this.
Men lie, women lie, numbers don't lie.
The number of listeners per song wasn't lying either, with Joe Budden calling the album a likely financial disaster. He'd state that projections are lower than what it would take for an artist who travels with 9 and 10 security guards everywhere he goes. That's the part that the public never really deciphers. It's not who flopped and who didn't. It's what comes in versus what's spent. And this kid, it takes a lot for him to move around. Anthony Fantano gave the album a 3, but more notably stated,
from here, I'm not really seeing an increase in quality because I think 6ix9ine is just diving even deeper into using social media and antics and drama and clout chasing as a crutch to supplement his career.
Which turned out to be correct. Rather than focusing on making incredible music, 6ix9ine seemed more concerned with social media fame. He began spending time with Steve Aldewitt, who gave 6ix9ine the chance to make some extra money. Steve worked with Rumble to get him a streaming deal, which paid 6ix9ine $2 million just to stream for an hour per week. However, if 6ix9ine didn't fulfill the contract, Steve would have to pay Rumble the $2 million himself. Well, 6ix9ine took the money, then went live on Rumble only four times before quitting.
I got him a deal, right, to play video games once a week for an hour. $2 million up front, and he just doesn't do it.
Steve further revealed,
he had no money at the time, and he needed money to buy Birkin bags for all these black chicks and give away money to make his girlfriend jealous. That's literally like the factual story.
Explaining 6ix9ine lied just to get the money.
He told the company, I need $2 million up front so I can buy a content house. Guy's an idiot.
Essentially having been scammed out of $2 million, Steve exposed 6ix9ine further, showing he hadn't been supporting his daughter.
I said, how much money has he given to his daughter for 5 years? He said 20,000, right?
That's 4,000 a year.
4,000 a year, right? I've seen him get paid like over $10 million in 1 year.
Steve then disclosed on a podcast that in addition to the $2 million he was owed, 6ix9ine also owed $10 million to the IRS, $9.8 million to a stripper he hit with a bottle, $600,000 on a house lien, and $60,000 to a home builder. Steve Aldewitt concluded, dude, he's such a broke loser. Literally such a broke loser. And he's just a nasty person in general. In addition to his previous debts, 6ix9ine was ordered to pay $1 million in robbery restitution, although he'd respond by stating, I ain't got it right now. When the judge then referenced this video, 6ix9ine admitted that was prop money. I ain't got it. I'm an entertainer and obviously we talking about it, so I did a pretty good job at entertaining people. You know how you have a degree in law? I have a degree in entertainment. But it seems the lawyers representing him weren't getting paid either, especially after his ex-girlfriend also sued him for $1 million, claiming 6ix9ine posted revenge porn of her online and physically and emotionally abused her. However, 6ix9ine couldn't even afford his credit card bill, let alone his taxes, leading the IRS to show up at his house and seize some of his cars. Clearly in financial strife, 6ix9ine made another album, although if you don't remember any hype around it, it's because there simply wasn't any. Whilst his two previous projects had some commercial success, La Enda Viva didn't chart in any country. On Rate My Music, it scored lower than 1 out of 5 stars, and with only a couple million listens per song, it's no surprise people have called it one of the most boring albums I've ever listened to. 6 months later, he put out Blackballed, which seems to have performed even worse, excluding one hit single with Kodak Black. Seemingly out of pure desperation, 6ix9ine promoted crypto.
I just released the dummy coin. For the first 2,000 holders who buy into the dummy coin, you will be selected to do a meet and greet here in Romania.
After which he was actually offered a lifeline. Tekashi 6ix9ine. I signed a new record deal for 6 million plus. It explained Tekashi is being paid 1 million for the album, which will feature 10 songs, and he's going to make 250,000 for every concert of an upcoming tour. This all adds up to Tekashi potentially pocketing over 6 million. All held under one main condition. He doesn't get arrested. Well, just 1 month ago, 6ix9ine again went back to jail for violating parole terms on his initial main prison stint. In the process, he tested positive for meth twice, so despite being released after 45 days, it seems 6ix9ine's life-saving record deal won't be going forward.